I've been believing that I'm immortal, created in a mortal form, and surrounded by other mortals, all with their individual minds and bodies. Possibly you've been believing the same thing about yourself. We learn in Christian Science that these mortal forms are illusions, that we as individuals are not mortals, but are really forms of soul, models of God's being. As we grow in Christian Science, we can expect to become more and more aware of this fact and think of ourselves more as spiritual forms of soul than we do as mortals. Eventually, this realization will enable us to arrive at the point where the mortal will have completely vanished from our thoughts, and we see that there is nothing to us but expressions of soul. When this happens, we have accomplished that which we call the ascension. As we study and practice what is revealed to us through the understanding of Christian Science, we learn how to achieve this state of being. Mary Baker Eddy tells us, "The myriad forms of mortal thought, made manifest as matter, are not more distinct nor real to the material senses than are the soul-created forms to spiritual sense, which cognizes life as permanent." To realize that we are purely spiritual forms, we need to understand the soul mind that created us. Soul fills all space. It is everywhere, and it expresses itself everywhere, revealing such qualities as beauty, holiness, peace, goodness. If soul is omnipresence and is mind, there is no possibility for the existence of a mortal mind. Without a mortal mind, there can't be a material body. The mortal mind alone formulates this illusory identity with its five personal senses. Soul mind creates forms of itself, and each of these forms is filled with the reflected qualities of soul. If we see this and accept the fact that the only mind we have is the mind of soul, it's impossible for us to think of ourselves as mortals because we don't have a mind that could conceive of a mortal. If we can't see ourselves as mortals, then we have nothing with which to see somebody else as a mortal. Having the mind of soul, we can only see this mind expressed everywhere. And so, in reality, we see our universe peopled only with forms of soul. Each individual form comprises a distinct identity or body called man. This is the body Paul refers to when he wrote, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." This body is made up of the qualities of soul. Included in these qualities are harmony, beauty, loveliness, life, joy, happiness, contentment, satisfaction, majesty, glory, purity, holiness. This body, our identity called man, made up of all these marvelous qualities, is a pretty magnificent form. This form man, comprised only of these spiritual qualities, always is intact. The qualities can never be deranged, mixed up, or upset in any way, because they are the expression of the qualities as they originated in perfection. They couldn't be broken up. They couldn't grow old. They couldn't deteriorate. They always stay in a fresh, radiant state, expressing themselves under the control of their source. Therefore, in expression, they are just like they are in the source, always. They never change. When each of us arrives at the point called ascension, we'll see ourselves as forms of soul, and we'll see a whole universe filled with other forms, all stemming from the exact same source, all having the exact same mind, though individually expressed, and all existing in a state of heavenly harmony, at one with each other. You and I, at the present moment, are not at that point. But by holding on to this divine concept, we will eventually arrive at that point. But only if we hold steadfastly to the concept and refuse to let the false picture of mortality register in our consciousness. You know, mortality isn't us. If you went out swimming and a crab attached itself to your arm, you wouldn't come in and say, oh, look, the crab is part of me. Your intelligence would say, throw it away. Separate yourself from it. Well, now, mortal mind is like the crab. It said it attached itself to your spiritual being. It said, I'm going to feed on you for life and intelligence, and I'm going to dupe you into making you think I'm you. And all of us have bought the package. But we've got to learn to see the complete unreality of it and realize it has never been us. We just have to cling to our spiritual being and separate ourselves from the crab. Our journey from sense to soul will be made easy in proportion as we hold steadfastly to this divine sense of being and think out from that spiritual point. And don't let the crab come into thought.